next on to the Community College Board. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Okay. Thank you. We're going to start with the candidates for the two-year seat, and I believe those are Adolfo Velasquez and Morel Green. Is there another candidate for the two-year seat here? No. Okay. Our moderator today is Alan Wong. Alan is a community college trustee and a longtime San Francisco resident. Alan, take it away.
Thank you. And just to share a little bit about myself, as Frank mentioned, I'm a current community college board, a trustee, and I was born and raised in the Sunset, and my entire family went to City College. My parents, they both took ESL classes, and my dad, who attended City College's culinary program, was able to become a union hotel cook and support my family because of that job. And then a little bit about my own connection. As a teenager, I took City College classes, low-income tuition waiver, and that contributed to my early graduation from college. I was elected 2 years ago in November 2020, and I'm happy to be here to moderate this candidate tonight. Firstly, I would like to introduce the candidates and mention their names. Basically, every candidate that signed up to run is here except one. For the two-year terms, Adolfo Velasquez, Morel Green are the terms are running for a two-year term to finish the seat of former trustee Tom Temprano, who resigned to take on another job. The candidates running for four-year terms, which include four seats, are Anita Martinez, Bridget Dabla, Jason Zhang, Jill Yi, John Rizzo, Maria Huber, Susan Solomon, Ian Selby, Vic Chung, and William Walker. Candidates will have 3 minutes to make introductory statements. After that, I will ask a few questions from the audience. I will take a few questions from the audience, and candidates will have 2 minutes to answer. Audience members, please feel free to submit some possible questions in the chat. Candidates, after I call on you, you please give opening remarks. You have 3 minutes. Candidate Adolfo Velasquez, you may go first.
Okay. Good evening, everybody. My name is Adolfo Velasquez, and I just recently retired last year from City College after over 20-year experience there. I was a student. I was a counseling intern. I was a counselor, both academic and career. And when I retired, I was chair of EOPS, which stands for Education Opportunity Programs and Services. Our program has been around for 52 years. And it worked with the most, some of the most disadvantaged and marginalized populations. So with those experiences over 20 years that I bring with me, the insights, the knowledge, the experience I've had as a student, and I was a student even when I retired. I got a degree last year, sitting here in retirement in critical Middle Eastern studies. 30 years after I got my first degree in 91, before I transferred to San Francisco State. I was also a full-time counselor at San Francisco State while I was working part-time at City College and made the transition to full-time in 2015 when I joined EOPS. So I have a vast experience working with the City College students, you know, as a student myself. I've seen the challenges. I've experienced some of the challenges with our registration system that, you know, has been talked about a lot. You know, the educational plan system that was in place while I was a counselor. And now, you know, they went back and bought another, going back to the program that's being used by other community colleges, which we advocated before, but was not, accepted. So it's, you know, those knowledges, the experiences I have, the insights that would help me help the board move the college forward, you know. So when you look at me, the reentry student, 8 years after high school, I went back to City, taking classes while I was working in the tech field, putting myself through school, City and State. I was taking the computer science courses as career enhancement, you know, taking music classes when I could just for my own enjoyment. You know, that is what community college offers. And that's what, you know, I want to fight for. I want, you know, sitting here watching everything unfold in the spring, you know, I saw that community get dwindled you know, the idea of community was fading. You know, so my intent is to keep it that way. We have to, you know, be in touch, communicate with the communities outside the city and within city to learn what their needs are. And it's up to us, the board, to make that happen.
Thank you, Adolfo. Trustee Green, you are next.
Hi, everyone. My name is Morel Green. I'm a born and raised San Franciscan. My time at City College of San Francisco began at age 4 as I was a student in the daycare program while my mother was pursuing her degree. I will be 46 later this week. I have gone to City College of San Francisco as a student as well, taking classes while I was a high schooler at George Washington. Additionally, I have taken a few classes there as a graduate student for prerequisites and as a financial aid counselor as I worked in the counseling department. When it comes to the California Community College system as a whole, I have 16 years of experience working at the following institutions: Skyline College, City College of San Francisco, West Los Angeles College, Merced College, and West Valley College, where I currently serve as the Dean of Academic Counseling and Student Success. My experience in the California Community College, because I have been at different institutions, I have seen, I have been able to outreach, connect, and network with many individuals, both at the classified professional staff level, the faculty level, and administrators. What I've done, especially in my time in Los Angeles, I've looked at different community colleges, my colleagues who are chancellors, presidents, vice presidents, counselors, instructors, administrative specialists, administrative assistants, to get a feel of how we can make the state better. And that's what I feel that I bring to City College of San Francisco, experiences outside of San Francisco that have been successful. I've done a lot of research and studying on the accreditation issues at Compton Community College and looking at how they were able to succeed. I want to bring those ideas. I want to bring that network to City College of San Francisco. I think that my opponents are good people. I think they have the interests of students at heart. I think why the mayor selected me as the appointee a few months ago is because I have shown the dedication to the city, to the students. I serve on several boards in San Francisco. Even while I was in Los Angeles, I would come up to do my work. Some of those institutions are Omega Boys Club, Alive and Free, 100 Black Men of Long Beach. I currently serve for the State Chancellor's Office for California Community Colleges for the African American Advisory Board. And I haven't only worked with Black people. I work with marginalized populations. I work for the students for the city and county of San Francisco. So that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Moving on to folks running for a 4-year term, Anita Martinez.
Well, thank you very much for the invitation to participate tonight. I bring 40 years of experience in higher education. I started at San Francisco State as a part-time teacher, and then I was appointed the associate director, followed by being the director of the Educational Opportunity Program. I left to go back to graduate studies, and then I started working at City College part-time as an ESL teacher. I soon became full-time as an ESL teacher, and during that time, while I was a full-time faculty member, I was elected as the president of both my union and the Academic Senate, as well as the Academic Senate statewide. I was one of the officers. That gave me a breadth of experience working across the state with other constituencies. At City College, a group of us faculty were invited to join administration to address an accreditation recommendation that City College had to decide whether it was a multi-college district or a single comprehensive community college. We did that within 9 months. The board told us we were supposed to become a single comprehensive community college. We put together the structure that still exists today of the comprehensive community college. I was supposed to be going on to a doctoral program at Berkeley when I was appointed. So I took a sabbatical, went to Cal in the community college leadership program. It's a doctoral program. I came back. I was asked to stay in administration, so I served for nearly a decade as the Dean of Students at City College of San Francisco. Following that, I served as the Dean of Language Arts at Skyline College and supervised five or six departments, and those are division deans at Skyline College, which means they're both the dean of the division and the department chair for all of those departments. After that, I was invited to apply for a position at the College of Marin, and I was appointed the vice president of student learning, which means I supervised all of instruction and all of student services. I was one of two senior officers reporting to the president. I sat in on closed board sessions for the two times that I was a senior administrator, so I know how good boards and excellent CEOs work together. In addition, I have to write my notes, or I forget this part. I've also served the City of San Francisco. I was twice appointed to serve on the Human Services Commission, and service on that commission is akin to service on the City College Board. I myself am a happy graduate of a community college. It was a junior college in contrast to a community college. And so that was my first foray into education. It was my path into education, just like a lot of our students. And I want to make that possible for every student who comes to City College of San Francisco. Let me think what else. I've been a resident of San Francisco since I came to San Francisco State to complete it.
Thank you. Trustee Idavla, you are next.
Okay, I'm trying to start my video. Hello, can you start my video, please?
That's okay, you should proceed.
Okay, thank you. Hi, my name is Bridget Davila, and I'm running for re-election to the CCSF Board of Trustees for a four-year seat. I am running alongside my colleagues, Trustee Rizzo and Selby, and Morel Green. So I would like to say that I have over 27 years of higher education experience teaching at San Francisco State University. I am still there. I'm not retired. I also have extensive higher education policy experience that I've developed over the last 8 years during my time as a trustee on the CCSF board and as a representative to the statewide trustee organization. Before my election in 2014, I worked closely with my union, the California Faculty Association, first as an organizer and then an officer in the local, and then I served as a higher ed rep to California Teachers Association. And I am still fighting the good fight for equitable funding for quality public higher education. I also bring a deep understanding of the issues and needs of the Latinx community and other marginalized communities to the board. I have the lived experience of growing up in a working class Chicano neighborhood in LA and life as a first generation college student myself. I also have the theory and policy grounding from my work in the Latino Studies Department. And my own educational experience is rooted in our public education system. I attended public high school and community college before transferring to UC Berkeley, where I graduated with a BA in rhetoric. I also have a law degree from Berkeley Law, and I cannot overestimate the help that my legal training has given me to my current duties on the board. I am proud of my work on the board. City College never truly recovered from the accreditation debacle in 2012, and the board has eliminated the structural deficit, and we now have the required reserves in addition to putting our finances on a solid footing. So we are a proactive board, and we are working on enrollment now. Enrollment is the mother's milk of money for colleges, and we are ready to roll with accreditation. I can't tell you how important accreditation is, because accreditation is what students need to get financial aid, what they need to transfer classes, and what they need for the state to fund a school. So that is why I am so proud of how we got City College ready for reaccreditation. We did it the first time. We're going to do it again.
Thank you. Jason Zeng, you are next.
Great, thank you. So yes, sir. Everyone has a right to their own body and a fair chance at a dignified life. Our country strives for equity, but many people do get left behind. That's why I believe City College should always be free for all San Franciscans, because it gives everyone in our city a chance to fight for a dignified life. Removing barriers to education is the only way to help people out of the poverty trap. To accomplish this, City College needs to meet its due diligence. City College isn't a destination. It's a stepping stone to the rest of your life. Investment in the fundamentals of academics and student services are key, but so is the growth of support staff, such as academic advisors. Many people who first enter City College do not have an idea of what they want out of the experience, and having someone to guide them through will reduce the time spent at City College and more enjoying their boundless life afterwards. I intend to keep City College free for San Franciscans forever and always, streamline requirements for graduation, increase access to physical digital classrooms. Professionally, I'm a data engineer. I hold a BA in economics from Berkeley and an MS in chemical engineering from Montana State University. I'm endorsed by the San Francisco Republicans, the San Francisco Young Republicans, the San Francisco Women's Republicans, and most likely the San Francisco Law Tech Republicans in 2 weeks. I ran for San Francisco Community College Board in 2015 during the accreditation crisis. And since then, I've traveled the country and returned home in 2021. Through strokes of fate, I've experienced severe poverty during the pandemic, including living half a year out of my car. It's difficult to comprehend that predicament. The tools just aren't there for people to fight their way out of poverty. You can either lock yourself behind a McDonald's cage for 40 hours a day or stay homeless. Education is the third option. Mass layoffs in any organization, whether business or academics, is the fault of the administration. This can lead from misguided forecasts to inability to take leadership during crisis. However, there are many other factors that did attribute to this dilemma. Including decreased enrollment during the pandemic, reduced interest in enrolling City College because of its educational record, and a lack of programs to drive new enrollment. So what we need is growth, not cuts. City College needs to build recruitment pipelines and partnerships with local companies to both generate revenue and strengthen San Francisco's Bay Area economy by providing skilled in-app talent. Second, being in community college doesn't exclude City College from being a research institution. By investing in research facilities, City College can generate additional revenues from state and federal funds while increasing our reputation and enrollment by building us as both an educational and a research facility. And with 10 seconds to spare.
Thank you, Mr. Zhang. Jill Yi, you are next.
Good evening. I'm Jill Yi, and I am an educator with more than 40 years of experience at City College as a teacher in the classroom, a department chair, and as an academic dean. Some of my accomplishment at the college includes, as a department chair, I established the Asian American Studies Department. As a dean, I established student services for formerly incarcerated students, and I brought general education classes into the San Francisco County jails. I also, as a dean, oversaw the development of the social work program and the cannabis studies program. Based on my experience, I literally know how the sausage is made. But in addition to my professional experience, City College set the trajectory for my success. It was the only college opportunity for me and my siblings, and its legacy to this day trickles down to my children. At City College, success stories like mine are unfolding every day. That's the miracle of City College. Every day it quietly fulfills its mission, moving towards greater equity and social justice, leveling the playing field one student at a time. This is why I'm running for the Community College Board. I'm fighting to rebuild the soul and spirit of an indispensable San Francisco institution. Based on my experience, I can drill down on the problems that plague City College and offer concrete solutions to what City College needs to learn is to navigate the new normal in the face of declining enrollment and learning to live within its means. One way to grow the college is it has to fix its registration system because it's posing a barrier for new students. But we not only need to focus on growing the college, we also need to better serve current students and increase the completion rate and close the opportunity gap by aligning educational plans with specific job and career pathways. City College is a very complex institution. I have the institutional knowledge to enable us to get to the root of the problems that has for too long plagued the college. I believe my voice is needed on this board. Thank you.
Thank you. Trustee Rizzo, you are next. You're on mute.
I'm John Rizzo. I'm the vice president of the board. I'm also the facilities chair. I've been on the board since 2007. When I was first elected, we soon had a corruption scandal that hit the front page of the Chronicle. The DA Kamala Harris charged our chancellor and two administrators with 9 counts of money laundering. I co-led the team that hired an external investigator. We did 2 investigations. There were recommendations made. Short story is that we implemented all of the changes that were recommended by our investigators. I went through the accreditation crisis and am determined to prevent another such crisis. We're still recovering from that debacle that happened then. Most recently, we have worked to end the structural deficits of City College, and we have been successful in that. We have done that this year. We no longer have structural deficits. The pandemic just amplified the problems, the fiscal problems that the college had. The pandemic saw 800,000 students nationally drop out of community colleges. In California, that was 20% of the students. At City College, that was 27% of the students. We looked at this and we followed the guidance of our chancellor. We spent 2 years searching for a chancellor with a financial background. He's a certified fraud a fraud auditor and a certified CPA, used to work with Ernst & Young. We ended the fiscal deficits by balancing. We had to do some layoffs because our expenses were too high. They were 91% of our costs were with salaries and benefits. That is no longer the case. We are now in line with the other community colleges around the state. Our budget is balanced. We are now satisfied every accrediting requirement that is asked of us. We satisfy the FICMAT state auditor requirements, and we are good to go at this point. And we all want to get reelected to keep us on this course. We do want to grow enrollment, and we have actually allocated $1 million to hire a software firm to fix the registration system. We just talked about this at our last meeting, and that is going to happen, and that'll happen soon.
Thank you, Trustee Rizzo. Maria Hirubiel, you're next.
Hi, thank you so much. I'm Maria Hirubiel, and I'm running for Community College Board for the 4-year term. Thank you so much for the time and consideration tonight. San Francisco Community College is a gem and a critically important academic institution that continues to spiral downwards due to over a decade of serious financial mismanagement, instability, and devastatingly incompetent oversight. With the perspective of 24 years of leadership at successful educational and other complex institutions, including 9 years on the Georgetown University Board of Regents, I know there is a healthier path for CCSF. With strong experience guidance, CCSF can gain financial stability, reestablish its reputation, and endure as an important educational and economic engine that serves an abundantly diverse cross-section of our community. My experience with governance and fundraising at academic institutions, including two of the top universities in the world, Georgetown and University of Pennsylvania, is exactly what is needed to effectively overcome the intense and worsening challenges facing CCSF. CCSF's ongoing struggles are a crisis for all San Franciscans. CCSF must be saved, but electing the same type of candidates, politicians beholden to stakeholders, over and over, will yield the same unacceptable outcomes. The definition of insanity. We can't keep doing the same thing over and over and expecting something different to happen. I hope you will choose to vote for me because I'm completely independent. I've declined all offers of consideration for endorsement by stakeholders so that I can focus exclusively on doing what is right to save CCSF. I will not be beholden to interest groups, and every good corporate board has outside independent directors. They are critical to a functioning institution, and that is not happening right now at CCSF. I'm the only candidate with board experience at a top university where I piloted a revolutionary curriculum innovation. I'm the only candidate who has raised over $40 million for educational and other causes, and I will bring creative funding ideas and opportunities to CCSF. And finally, I'm the only candidate who has served on the audit and finance committee of a fiscally fit $150 million quasi-government organization. I'm an eighth-generation San Franciscan. I'm passionate about the transformative power of education, and I believe CCSF is a gem that must be preserved. I would love to be your independent and experienced voice on the board. Thank you so very much.
Thank you. Susan Solomon, you are next.
Thanks, Alan, and thanks, everyone, for the invitation to participate tonight. Susan Solomon, I was born and raised in San Francisco. My mom, aunt, uncle, siblings, cousins, kids, and I all went to San Francisco Public Schools, and many of us attended City College. I wanted to talk about why I'm running. Mainly it's because, as I think we all agree, what a precious institution City College is in San Francisco. It is really, for public education being a cornerstone of our democracy, it is an institution that we need to preserve and grow. I decided to run now because of the layoffs that happened in the spring. The predictions that there would be hundreds of students who would be left without having access to their classes that we heard in the spring from faculty and staff turned out to be true, and hundreds of students could not get into English 1A at the beginning of the school year. We've also heard from students in other programs, including motorcycle maintenance and horticulture and floristry, who can't complete their certification. So that then increases the likelihood that enrollment will continue to decline, and we need to increase enrollment. That helps the health of the college. It helps with the budget. The skills that I have built through being a teacher for many, many years and being a union leader and a community activist have given me transferable skills because I've worked with so many stakeholders. And I do believe that it's important to have the voices of stakeholders. And this includes students, parents, educators, community activists, top-level administrators at a school district. This has also given me experience with managing and understanding large budgets as well as education policy. I see myself as a bridge builder because of my varied experiences. I believe that we have to do everything through collaboration and community. We have to be solution driven. And of course, whatever we do has to keep students at the center. We have to keep the community and community college so that every kind of student who wants to go to school as an adult in San Francisco has the opportunity to do so.
that means that we have to increase publicity about the fact that City College is free as well. I want to mention that I am running with two other candidates who are here tonight, and that is Anita Martinez and Vic Chung. Our combined experiences and expertise mean that we will proactively seek the solutions that we need to keep City College the incredibly important and wonderful institution that it has been and should continue to be. Thank you very much. Let us stick to the mission statement that defines City College. Thank you.
Thank you. Trustee Selby, you are next.
I like this going by first name first. Yes, hello, my name is Thea Selby, and I really appreciate again the chance to speak with you today. It's fascinating to listen to the various people talk about why they want to be a trustee at City College, and I have to tell you, it is not an easy job. It is much to run for City College than it is to govern City College. And many people have asked me, why am I going up for one more time? And I'll tell you why. First of all, a little bit about my background. I am a mother of two public school kids here in San Francisco. One of them did go to City College before going to UC Berkeley. The other one is now at UC San Diego. I believe in our public school system. I believe kids should go to school in person, if at all possible. And I was, unlike one of our candidates here, very much in favor of getting our kids back in school. I just want to say that just to make that clear. I was a president when we did Free City. I agree with that same candidate that, Free City needs to be brought to the forefront again. We haven't reminded our people enough that Free City is out there. When I was president, we increased enrollment by 25%, and it was a combination of many things, including earned media. I'm a marketing, outreach, and communications professional. That's what I do in my day job. So also, we had a $1 million marketing budget, and one of the things that I'm trying to do is see if we can get some of the unallocated Free City funds. Believe it or not, we have funds that are not being used at this very moment because we don't have enough students to use the Free City funds. I'd like to use them to recruit more students. I'm also very proud of the fact, of course, that we were accredited, and I want to make sure we get accredited again. We have a fantastic chancellor. He is hardworking. You heard all about him today. Please invite him to your club. He would be more than happy to speak with you. He has participated in trying to get free student passes with me and our student-led transit team. He has participated with me in getting Balboa Reservoir developers to come to the table once again and to say, yes, we will give you 100-plus units of faculty housing. Yes, we will give you $400,000 to help in getting those free transit passes. So I really want to make sure he stays, which if he doesn't have the votes, he will not stay. And then finally, I just want to say that I'm a partner. I believe in partnering. I don't believe in being a lone wolf. We work together. And that's one of the things that we do very well at City College. Unlike the school board, we have worked together, kept our head down, done good governance, and kept City College on the right track. And I would be honored with your endorsement. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Vic Chung.
For this opportunity. My name is Vic Chung. I use they, them pronouns, and I am running for the four-year seat on the College Board. I'm a social justice advocate, sexual health educator, and recent student trustee emeritus. While serving on the City College Board, I dissented against unsound budgets, which recycled the same ineffective strategies that further marginalized students and college employees of color. I worked with student leaders and labor unions across the state to fight corporate interests that were responsible for the state takeover in 2012 and the current state funding formula. As a former student trustee, I will hit the ground running after being elected. I have direct knowledge of how the board can hold the administration accountable to the college's participatory governance system, and I have the tools to see that the board restores the confidence of students and voters of San Francisco. As a child of Chinese Vietnamese refugees born and raised in San Francisco, and as a product of all the incredible social programs in our state, which includes public schools, Medi-Cal, CalFresh, Section 8 housing, and Cal grants, I understand the critical role educational institutes play in Black and Brown communities that face linguistic, cultural, and transgenerational barriers to accessing socioeconomic opportunities. As a community organizer, I mobilized with students to expand Cal grant funding for more first-generation students, to restore funding for our California schools and communities, and to combat San Francisco luxury developments that would have privatized access to education. While serving on the college board as student trustee at the start of the pandemic in 2020, I opposed the incumbents and voted against hostility measures that would push more members of our community out of the socioeconomic opportunities at our college, or the downsizing of our college, and more of our young adults into the arms of the student loan industry. As my parents' designated cultural and linguistic interpreter, my propensity to serve immigrant communities and communities of color started from a young age. Whether I was assisting my parents with their ESL homework, attending City College classes as a high schooler, returning to City College to find a new career in my mid-20s, or trying to find balance between having a full-time labor-intensive job while taking classes, these experiences grounded my work in student advocacy, and it really paved my way and into continuing student advocacy as a peer mentor across biotech, nursing, sexual health educating students. My education in public health has helped me understand that the communities of color have lived in a pandemic of health disparities that preceded COVID-19, and City College provides an intersectional access to community and social services. I deeply believe that our community college is a form of medicine. Thank you.
Thank you. And last but not least, William Walker.
Thank you all for having me, and I'm happy to share with you, Alan. I started teaching Spanish today at Lincoln High School. None of my students have textbooks, and so that's another discussion. It's another panel, but I met Alan when he was on the school board as a student delegate when he was at Lincoln High School. This was more than two decades ago, or nearly two decades ago. And my work in the city has been trying to work with young people and to see them accede to higher heights. And here I am, Alan, trying to accede to your seats. I'm very proud to see where you are. I am a graduate of City College of San Francisco. I started there. And my first journey there took 6 years to transfer to UC Berkeley. When I got to UC Berkeley, I was told that I was missing a math class that I had never declared on my application. And it would be another 4 years before I completed my AA in the community college system, another 8 years before I finished my 4-year degree. There's nothing different about the equity gaps at City College today than 20 or 30 years ago. When I registered for English 1A, my first semester at City College, it was full. The campus had 100,000 students, so it wasn't the situation we have today. It took me 3 semesters to get into that English 1A class. So the problems that we have at City College with the registration system, with the delivery of services, I tried to get a transcript over the pandemic. The admissions building was closed. There were classified staff there, but the faculty were working from home. So there are inequities even within the delivery of services in which employees have the privileges to, you know, protect themselves. And there are plenty of other colleges in the Bay Area that were actually operating in April of this year when I walked to the MUB and couldn't access services. But enough doom and gloom. I did serve on the board as a student trustee and appointed more than nearly 100 students to the participatory governance committees. There was no student input happening at City College when I served on the board as a student trustee. I want to see the college make better partnerships within its own community, with its 4 constituent groups, student, staff, faculty, and administrators, as well as the community at large. If there are funding deficits, we should be partnering with the companies in San Francisco that have reaped during the pandemic, the Salesforces of the world, the UCSFs, they're all hiring. We should create programs that will allow our students at City College to pick up jobs at those employers. Hack Reactor cost $18,000 to get a tech job, but why aren't we offering that sequence as a free college class for students that want to have upward mobility? Thank you.
Thank you for providing your opening remarks and introductions. Next, I will pose to you a question that you'll have 2 minutes to answer. After I call on you, please answer. How would you manage the budget in a fiscally responsible manner? You have 2 minutes. Adolfo Velasquez.
The question is, how would I manage a budget?
In a fiscally responsible manner.
Well, with the budgets in place now, it's being referred to as structurally sound, and the solvency is there. I would work with the board in making sure that the monies are being used appropriately. We also have a bond measure that's on the ballot that is supposed to generate $45 million. I would want to be on the oversight committee for that, to again ensure that the monies are used for what it's planned for, which is for classes, job development, basic skills, ethnic studies, and social justice classes. But it wouldn't be just me. It'd be working with the whole board to ensure that the monies that we're not spending frivolously. I was there when we had an educational planning system that we had called for to be one that's used by other community colleges. But we implemented, I don't know how much money was spent on that, and now we're going back to what we had called for from the beginning. So it's to avoid situations like that where, repeating those errors that I would try to avoid, and working with the board to ensure, and the chancellor, to ensure that we're making sound decisions, looking at every corner, all the monies that are there. You know, we're a Hispanic Serving Institute. What kind of monies can we get there? We have to ensure that Free City, has been mentioned. We have to utilize that money from Free City. Enrollment, we have to increase enrollment so we can continue getting more money from the state. Look at innovative ways to increase enrollment, such as dual enrollment, not just at the Unified, but with our own transitional studies at City College.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Trustee Green, you're next.
I think there's three things that need to be done, and that I would like to do and or continue doing. The first is enrollment. I think that as a whole, the customer service piece at City College of San Francisco needs to change profusely. When I look at other community college structures, even one of the candidates spoke about buildings being closed. I think we need to have our faculty, our staff, our administrators in place to serve the students. The second thing is something that my colleagues who I'm running on the slate with have done, and they have made sure that the budget is now fiscally sound. There were very difficult decisions that were made in order to do that, but they did it cohesively. In my opinion, they were very bold in what they've done, and that's why I chose them for the slate, because in my opinion, they made decisions that most people wouldn't make. The third thing is really doing a full analysis and working with our administrators, especially on the administrative service side, to ensure that the budgets are done in a time that we have the time to review, the time that the public has to review, a time where we can collectively come together and make these decisions instead of making rash decisions and making them early. So I think planning and timing is the third thing that's key. And so those are the three things that I think I hope to continue to do.
Thank you. Anita Martinez, you're next. you need to unmute.
Sorry, I'm working with a phone and that's a real handicap. I would require that we have more time as a board to make decisions about the budget. Unlike this past May when the board was given the budget at noon of the same day that they were to approve that budget. I think we need far more time than that. I think that the board agenda items should have a running balance so we know what was approved and how much we've spent so far of that running balance. When I looked at prior board agenda items, I was surprised at some of the things that had been approved that had significant cost that I think the board would not have approved had we had that, had they had that kind of running balance. I would propose that there be budget literacy study sessions for open to the public to explain what the different budgets look like. A lot of people don't know the difference between a restricted and an unrestricted budget, for example. So if you have a skilled chief budget officer, that person can lead those kinds of workshops, not just for the board, but for all of the campus constituencies and for the general public. And I would ask that planning guide budgets so that we have a plan for what we want to be as a city college, and we have a plan for how to get there, and we make budget decisions based on that kind of research that should support planning, and not just make them kind of on a case-by-case basis. I've been dismayed that the Planning and Budget Committee has not, that is a shared governance committee, has not really been fully functioning. I think if it were functioning better, that we would have had better budget decisions all along. Thank you.
Thank you. Trustee Davila. You are on mute.
Can you repeat the question?
How would you manage the budget in a fiscally responsible manner?
Okay, well, we have managed the budget in a fiscally responsive manner. So we now have gotten rid of the structural deficit in the budget, and we have a balanced budget, and now we can start affording things like a new registration system, which we could not before. We've also met a number of the accreditation requirements because we balanced that budget. So I think that's one of the key things to know, is that my team, John Rizzo, Thea Selby, and I, and Morel Green, have balanced that budget. Now, the other thing is enrollment is extremely important, and so we need to focus on that. Dual enrollment is something that we're already laying the groundwork for. It's a lot more complicated than other people have given it credit for, because you have to agree with the school district, like, who's going to get what credit for what, so that the state can pay whoever has those students. So we are working that all out. But I want to say on the third hand, because I've heard people say I would get more money from the state. Well, the state legislators have all endorsed me and my team. So they know what we're up against with this budget, and they are willing to work with us. What we want to do is revise the way that community colleges are funded. They're not the CSU. They're not the UC system. They serve a very different student body. They serve a community. And I think it's time that we got a different way to fund our community colleges.
Thank you. Jason Lang.
Great. So I have a lot of experience with startups. So I have bootstrap stuff. So first of all, I'll just make it really straightforward. We need to reduce administrator salaries. We need to increase benefits but reduce salaries for academic staff. And we need to figure out which classes are necessary for the growth of our city. And for those who don't hit an enrollment target, we have to cut those classes. And like I said before, we also need to continue to grow enrollment, but I've already covered that. Thank you. I'll keep it short.
Thank you. Julie.
Fiscal responsibility means more than just the numbers on the spreadsheet and a balanced budget. Fiscal responsibility means using public monies responsibly to meet student needs and ensure the college is sustainable. what City College needs is to learn how to live within its means, to stay within its budget and within available resources. And that means the college must align its fiscal decisions with enrollment. It must learn to be sustainable and stop expecting bailouts and taxpayers to keep enabling them to fund low-enrolled classes. So you're going to hear a lot of complaints about not having enough classes, classes that have long wait lists. But what that obscures is the fact that those same classes, many of them have sections that are under-enrolled. Okay, so we need to drill down deeper, not just pander to sound bites, so that when you hear about students being shut out for classes, because I know how the sausage is made, I know every level of the college, I know how to look under the hood, I know what questions to ask, and I oftentimes know that the sound bites you hear doesn't tell the whole story. And I think we need to be much more transparent about that. And
thank you. Do we still have the timer up there? Trustee Rizzo, you're next. You're on mute.
You're on mute.
Since we lost our timer, I will personally time it.
Okay. The first thing you have to do is make sure you don't spend more money than you're taking in. That's kind of a basic thing of accounting. And what we've been doing is someone said they wanted to see reports of how much is being spent. Well, we get those reports every month at our budget committee. We get a report on how much money has been spent so far to date. That is one way we are keeping track of this. What we have all proposed, is, you know, we do get an annual audit. The annual audit looks back at the previous year and, you know, looks at how the money was spent. We have proposed, a sort of an audit for the coming year, for the ongoing year, to an independent look, somebody like a Harvey Rose, to look at how money is being spent in the current year. And that is something that we will do. We will get that done, and that will be a big help, I think, to us. Another thing is that Trustee Wong and I have introduced a measure to make the budgeting process transparent, more transparent than it is right now. We heard this policy revision at the budget committee this summer. It's at shared governance right now. The full board will see it sometime this fall. But among the things it would do is it would require the administration to bring us a full and completed budget a month before it is due, so that the board would hear it twice. It would hear it in June, and it would also hear it in May. There are a number of other things, but I'm running out of time in that policy to make it transparent. And I'm pretty confident that this board will pass that measure.
Thank you, Trustee Rizzo. Maria Hurabiel.
Thank you. I actually agree with everything Jill, you said. I think the two of us on the board together would be incredibly powerful agents of change for this institution. I note that one incumbent commented, do not spend more than you bring in. Absolutely. But yet at the same time in 2019, that same trustee voted to give the administration a 10% raise despite operating at a staggering 26% loss. This is before the pandemic. The pandemic is not an excuse for this. This is just rampant mismanagement. I'd cut the bloated administration. I'd get back to basics and respond to the needs of students and build up from there. I'd restructure the academic workforce development and community programs. I'd create closer alignment with state funding policy without foregoing the community aspect of community college. I'd put in the hard work to question everything. Again, going back to the basics and rebuild as demand dictates instead of just having a bunch of classes that are under enrolled or that are not enrolled at all, but one teacher is in the class and then that other teacher goes into the other class and they're able to keep classes going, but no one's attending. It's basically borderline theft. I would prioritize state workforce needs and online community class programs. I'd create a facilities plan that will maximize revenue options for current CCSF-owned properties that are not being used because of low enrollment. I would want regular monitoring of both revenues and expenditures and a dedicated fiscal staff to monitor and analyze budgets, cash flow, enrollment, and attendance to flag concerns concerning trends and immediately allow the institution to pivot. I would also weed out terrible decision making. For example, paying a consultant $500,000 during the pandemic to install hand sanitizer stations and other COVID related accoutrement instead of having their very competent facilities team do it.
The timer went off, so I think you got muted. Next candidate is Susan Solomon.
Thank you. I think it's important to note that the question is how to balance the budget responsibly. And that's because, you know, a budget is your set of priorities. And again, we've got to put students at the center. So saying that the budget was responsible after having over a year of a terrible registration system and now spending $1 million to fix it when we know we've lost some students along the way, I would submit harm has been done. So setting priorities, students first. We need to take the time to review everything, as other speakers have said. So FICMAT has been mentioned. I realize from my experience with the school administration source for information about budgets, it is not the only source for school budget information. And in fact, Assemblymember Mia Bonta has been working on legislation to address that very issue. We need to make sure that the oversight committees for the facilities master plan for the bond measure and for Prop O, should it pass, are appointed and are making regular reports, and that money is being spent where it's supposed to be spent and how it's supposed to be spent. We do have to increase enrollment because, as we've all, I think many of us have said, it's responsible to do that, not only because it provides opportunities for students, but because it also brings in more revenue for the school. We're going to need lots of explanation about the budgets. They are complicated issues to follow, and the more education we can have for the Board of Trustees and the public, and the more time is very important here, the better decisions we can make and make them responsibly. And with all of that, we can increasingly reject an austerity agenda and move towards, again, providing the education we need.
You. Trustee Selby, you're next.
Thank you very much. And here I am proud of the fact that I have MBA and I run a small business, and I was chair of the Citizens General Obligation Bond Oversight Committee with oversight of General Hospital, actually, which is a slightly larger bond than all the bond money we have at City College. And I tell you all this to say that I take numbers very seriously. I will be honest, appalled at times, at how difficult it is, to get people to potentially understand what's going on. But I also think that there is an amount of obfuscation that is happening that, with our current chancellor will not be happening as it has in the past. So let me start with my philosophy, which comes from actually the superintendent of education, Delaine Easton, and that is that budgets are a reflection of our values. What we, as a result of that principle, where I go is we need to start very early, and I have suggested this as of the last budget meeting. We need to start, it was a budget of meeting of the whole, but we need to start very early in crafting this budget, because unfortunately we don't get into the weeds of who takes what class. That is not our job. We're the policy people. So we're, you know, if we can spend the time to make sure that we are spending our money wisely, absolutely you cannot, as a small business person, I cannot be in the red. I must be in the black. So I entirely understand that. Many of the suggestions that have been made here are absolutely spot on, including Susan Solomon's. We must get enrollment up. That is so very important. It is the apportionment money that we get from this state. But don't forget about our values. Thank you.
Thank you. Next candidate is Vic Chung.
Thank you. It means that in order to responsibly balance our budget, it means requiring that the chancellor brings the board's budgets, instructional plans, contract extensions, bond spending, which are all related to our budget, and require that it comes with a recommendation for our participatory governance system, right? We are missing an opportunity for more eyes to be on the document, for us to catch more mistakes, and for us to see where there is actually additional funding, where we can patch areas where we realized we are potentially not having enough funding. It also means investing in staffing and outreach efforts to increase enrollment and retention. But, you know, the other element of this is that being a good fiduciary also means being a good advocate for our college against vestiges of Reaganomics that has left our educational institutions underfunded and that have only facilitated the downsizing of our college. And frankly, the incumbents have had two terms to do this. They've had two terms to increase enrollment, to advocate for our college at the state level, to change our funding formula. And it hasn't been enough. I deeply believe, I've been on the board with them, I deeply believe that they have done what they thought was they've worked what they thought and done what they've done, is best for the college, but they have not engaged with other community colleges and community groups across San Francisco to bring in the funding and to really lobby our elected officials to ensure that we are actually funding our college.
Thank you. Nalene, we have William Walker.
Thank you, Ellen. Thank you, everyone, for having us. I want to start by just giving a quick anecdote. I started teaching today, but I did shadow my previous instructor yesterday, and I had some serious discipline issues with students who just were tired of not having a consistent teacher with a grasp of Spanish. One of my students, after speaking with their parent, I learned wanted to take American Sign Language, which is being offered as a class at City College of San Francisco at Lincoln High School, where I teach. The student didn't know. The counselor didn't know. Their special education resource person didn't know. The student and the parent didn't know. This could have been a happy student, but it's already past the ad deadline for this course. City College needs to do a better job of telling its story and getting out of the campuses and into the community to actually recruit. That would help our budget. Budget should also be transparent. Our board committees and any reports that come out of any committee should be a part of a consent calendar for the larger meeting for everyone to view. Sometimes I don't see full budgets, and our budgets don't look like the budgets of our peer colleges in the region. It's not the same information that's posted to our website as you'd see at other college websites. Linking our program review process, which is how we grow enrollment, to our budgeting process, which involves our stakeholders as well as the larger San Francisco community that's passed two and might be passing a third parcel tax to fund the college. I also think that fast tracking items like concurrent enrollment, providing the resources for that, and auditing the positions of staff. If it's 87% of the budget, looking at how you redeploy that staff to help grow the college. That's how you keep it fiscally sound. Thank you.
Thank you, William Walker. And that is the last question that we have time for at this candidates night. I want to thank all of the participants, the candidates, for stepping up to this high responsibility and running for this office. City College is personal to me, and I'm just so glad that there's so many well-qualified people that are running because they want to make the college a better place. I also want to thank the Sunset Heights Association of Responsible People, Golden Gate Heights Neighborhood Association, and Stop Crime SF for organizing and hosting this debate and inviting me to be a moderator to be here. I would like to hand it off to Frank Noto, who is a leader with SHARP.
I'm a board member of SHARP. Our president is Dennis Minnick. I just want to thank everyone for attending. I think this was instructive. It sure helped me determine how I'm going to vote and how I'm going to campaign. So thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, Frank. Appreciate it.
Really well done,
Ben. Really appreciate you for your work.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Goodbye.